Jamaican police report that crime has gone down 10% as against corresponding period last year. I cannot dispute their reporting, but what I can say is that to the average person, it just doesn't feel like crime is going down. Now, I don't know what metric they're using to record crime or to report crime, but what I see are multiple killings reported in the media daily. I'm not sure whether the police is cognizant of the murdered figures, or they're reporting maybe house breaking down. I don't know what category of crime is down in a significant way that would even necessitate the reporting, because what average people are seeing are horrific killings that doesn't even make sense. And I find it remarkable even today that the newly elected prime minister spoke about wanting to revisit the Bail Act. And in that regard, I actually wrote an article on that, because the trial lawyers and the criminal rights fraternity has come out in arms against that suggestion. Some suggesting he's not a lawyer and he should leave that alone because it's unconstitutional. Now, the entire notion that a prime minister, an elected prime minister, should not visit any law, and if the law is not working, is remarkably inane and stupid. And it smacks of hypocrisy from these criminal lawyers and the criminal rights fraternity. Because over the last 3-4 decades, everything that has been done in Jamaica has been done to aid the criminals. Nothing to fix crime, nothing to address the issues, the serious issue of crime and violence in the society. And on every instant, in every instance, we've had these same charlatans coming out making the same arguments, these same vultures picking up the carcasses of the dead and making a living, arguing that, you know, rights for this and rights for that. How about the rights of people to live? I have in front of me right here a young Anova couple killed because they dared to get out of their car to hit somebody they thought was another motorist they thought had run off the road. They gave their lives. Not only did Rohan Atkinson and Kimberly Brown, young 33 and 27-year-old Jamaicans, give their lives, but another person who went to investigate was also shot. Luckily, that person didn't die. Where does it stop? And unless some of the lawyers start getting shot, unless some of the criminal lawyers start getting shot, and unless some of the people who actually militate on behalf of these criminals are killed, we're not going to see a change in the paradigm. We simply cannot have lawyers and criminal rights activists influencing our legislation anymore. Prime Minister Olness has suggested that he doesn't want to set up a confrontation. I want a confrontation. I want a confrontation because we need to have some casualties on their side too. There has to be some casualties on their side because they don't care. It's about making money for them. And I've constantly harped on this, but people are dying and they don't care. Lawyers are not getting shot. Lawyers make money from criminals. Criminal rights activists are not getting shot. No, they represent criminals. It's honest Jamaicans who are bleeding, and it has to stop. We cannot continue to care about criminal lawyers and criminal rights activists when we design our laws. More to say.